Welcome to this demo of using the Google Home app to control the bass or treble on your Google Home speaker, whether that's your Google Home or Google Home Mini, and I guess if you are using the Google Max as well for that matter. And the reason why I'm showing this is because I like the change, particularly the bass, depending on whether I'm listening to music versus spoken word. So first of all, let me just go into the Google Home app itself and show you where you actually find the bass and treble settings. Open Google Home app.
Google Home, open menu, button.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Devices, button.
To get to devices.
Devices, back, button.
And two finger rotate.
Hints, sounds, volume, speaking words, characters, headings.
To get to headings. And I'm going to control my kitchen home speaker for the bass and treble for this demo.
Devices.
I'm going to flick down through my devices.
Front and back speakers. Heading.
Of course, these are also my groups as well.
Bedroom speakers. Heading. Middle room speakers. Front room speakers. South side speakers. Home group. Heading. Living room speakers. Kitchen dining speakers. North side speakers. Back room speakers. Boys bedroom speakers. Toy room speaker. Lachlan speaker. Pin 7000. Kitchen speaker. Pin 6500. More options. Button.
And double tap on options.
More options.
Just flick to the right past the heading.
Settings. Button.
And of course, I was flicking down with the voiceover radar once I got to headings. So I flick to the right.
Create group. Button.
And flick back to settings, left so I can button. Hear it say settings.
Set back. Button.
And I'm going to flick kitchen down speaker, to heading, equalizer. More options.
Multi-user linked account. Name. Google Assistance. Music. Home control. Shopping list. More. News. Sound settings. Equalizer. Bass. Treble. Button.
Okay. Equalizer. Bass. Treble. Button. Double tap on that.
Back. Button.
And flick to the right.
Equalizer. Heading.
Equalizer is the heading.
Kitchen speaker.
Kitchen speaker.
Bass.
Bass.
50% adjustable.
50% adjustable. It's a slider.
Treble.
Then we've got treble.
50% adjustable.
50% slider. So flip back
treble.
To left.
50% adjustable.
And we're on the slider for bass because I was flicking back to the left. Now currently I've got my Google Home set up with my other iPhone using Bluetooth at the moment. So if I two finger double tap on my other iPhone here. Okay. All right. So I'm going to flick down.
42%, 30%, 20%, 8%, 0%.
To turn the bass off, basically. So two finger double tap. Now that's with the bass off. Okay. And I flick up. And I'm going to 8, flick 7, right
20,
up.
33, 42, 50, 58, 60, 75, 83%, 92%, 100%.
To 100%. And two finger double tap. Now, on the table here, where I've got the Google Home Assistant going, I can really feel the bass is booming out because I can actually feel the vibration from the speaker in the table. It might not be coming through particularly well in the recording, but where it does come amazingly well through the recording now, I'm just going to go back to my other iPhone and flick back down
83,
to
70, 67, 58%,
50%. 50%. Open Audible.
Audible. Close. Button.
Okay, and you can tell that's going through the Bluetooth speaker, i.e. Google Home.
Chapters. Narration speed. Jump forward. Button. Play. Button.
And a double tap on play.
Pause.
The 9 Billion Names of God by Arthur C. Clarke. First published in 1953.
This book is the Science Fiction Hall of Fame, Volume 1, from 1924 to 1960, and this story is the 9 Billion Names of God. So I'm just going to take a double tap to stop it. Okay, that's on my iPhone connected to the Bluetooth Google Home. So I'm just going to make sure I'm on the bass on my other iPhone for the Google Home app.
Bass. 50%.
Yep.
Adjustable.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to start playing on my other iPhone. Two finger double tap.
I don't wish to be inquisitive, but...
And then I'm going to flick up the bass.
60, 70, 83, 92, 100%.
Could you explain just what you intend to do with it? Gladly.
Okay, that's very basic. I'm going to turn the bass down. 50, 50, 40,
30, 20, 7, 8%, 0%.
Your Mark V computer can carry out any routine math.
Yeah, a lot different. So what I normally do when I listen to audio is do a two-finger double tap.
Jump back. Button.
Whoops.
Jump. Play. Button.
Let me do one finger flick up my other iPhone.
8%, 17%, 25%.
And I'm going to leave it on 25% bass. I'm going to flick to the right.
Treble. 50%.
75%.
58%. 67%. 75%.
And then I'm going to start playing on the Google Home speaker on my iPhone.
As we wish you to modify the output circuits, The machine will be printing words, not columns.
Now, if I increase the treble.
83%, 92%, 100%.
This is a project on which we have been working for the last 3 centuries.
92%, 83%.
Since the monastery was founded, in fact.
75%.
It is somewhat alien to your way of thought, so I hope you will listen with an open mind while I explain it.
Okay, tipping a double tap to stop. So it's a little bit hard probably to hear it in the recording for the podcast, but it really does make a difference when you're able to change the bass and treble of the Google Home speaker, whether you're using the Google Home speaker itself to listen to music and or spoken word, or indeed in this case, whether you're using the Google Home speaker as a Bluetooth speaker, in this case for my iPhone. So that completes this demo of using the Equalizer, i.e. bass and treble, to adjust settings using the Google Home app on your Google Home, Google Mini, or Google Max smart speakers with the Google Home app running, in my case, on my iPhone or on your Android device. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.